ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
The week he relocated to Aberdeen was the week the oil market crashed. So as he was landing in Aberdeen, they were sacking people. And God told him to relocate. Listen, God's blessing is not only measured by material benefits. As he was landing, they were sacking people. When, as you are entering church, they are closing, why are you staying? You turn around and go home. But God told him to remain in Aberdeen. He spent a year in Aberdeen. He didn't have a job. But 2 weeks into his stay, someone walks up to him and tells him that, my brother, that I heard that you're looking for a job. I have a house. A house, not a flat. I have a house. Please, you and your wife, you can stay in my house as long as you want. You don't need to pay anything. So if he had the salary, he probably wouldn't be able to afford the house. But he didn't have the salary, and God gave him the house. So he starts to stay in the house. He starts playing the keyboard for a church. And certain people in the church, they decide that, okay, out of what we have, we'll be sustaining you. Now, he didn't find it comfortable, because you want to know that you have your own. But it was working by faith. That how am I sure at the end of this month, this man will give me that £400 in 5 places? The man spent a year in those conditions. After a year, he got a job in another place, Cumbria. He spent just a little over 2 years in Cumbria. God has settled him with a house, with everything. But now he's no longer a person that depends on what he earns. He depends on the word of God. Are you with me here this morning? So we must get this concept that for us to make progress, it must be by faith. So when we say that we are soaring, soaring means you are walking by faith, not by sight. You're soaring as an eagle. The Bible says that you will walk upon your high places. It is the dimension of faith. I'm not talking about the dimension of what we can earn. As the church of God, going into the next decade, we must stop defining blessedness just by material acquisition. You must be in the center of assignments. Child of God, you will only be as victorious as your faith will allow you. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. The Bible says that whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. What? Even our faith. So when we say your faith, what is faith? Faith is responding to what God is saying, not what you are seeing. That's my own definition of faith. It is simple. Because when you say faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things, you are not really. Faith, what is the substance of things hoped for? What God is saying. God is saying that I will bless you, but you are in a dry land. It is responding to what God is saying, not what you are seeing. Because for the things which are seen are what? Temporal. But those things which are not seen are eternal. So what you are seeing that is attracting you might not actually be able to sustain you. I know of a person who got a job years ago. She was offered a job in a few places, including Lehman Brothers. Everybody felt that Lehman Brothers, they were prestigious. The week she received her job. She worked there one day. The next day, the stock market crashed. Lehman Brothers went into. So she went 2 years without a job. Not because God was wicked, but she followed what her eyes were seeing. Because all the while that she wanted to take the job, people were coming to give her advice about somewhere else to work, where she could grow and develop, but she was led by the salary. Sir, if it is about earnings, why will I be pastoring? People think that you pastor in the UK, so it's about pounds. I was telling them a while ago, I drove from Aberdeen and from Glasgow in winter. They sent me a letter of invitation. They gave me a flyer. Don't let flyers fool you. They're looking at flyers on Instagram. They're saying that, man, God has opened the doors for this guy. Beautiful flyer. They gave it to me. I drove from Glasgow to Aberdeen in winter in the snow. And Scottish winter is different from London winter. Snow. Spent hours driving. 4 hours. I got to Aberdeen. When I got to the church, they hadn't opened. I mean, after all, when the man of God lands, you expect them, someone come and open the door, someone carry your Bible, and you do your walk. You're walking. There was nobody there. So I sat in the car. Is this not the place? Eventually, they started coming. Pastor, you're already here. Okay. Opened the door. I went into pastor's office. They gave me tea and biscuits. They sat down. I said, Pastor, we're ready for you. I was hearing music. I came out. I thought I was going to see a full hall like this. I saw 10 people. I said, and I drove from 4 hours away. I thought to myself that this is why Alima would tell me, why don't you just stay at home? Is it everywhere you must go? No, the Lord has sent me. There is a word. Their word is in my mouth. That day I wanted to swallow that word. And then I preached. And after preaching, let me tell you the other thing. When I was coming, we were in a time when we weren't very solvent. So I had to beg my wife for £50 to put fuel in the car. I said to her that, at least by the time I finish preaching now, they will just bless me now. You know, they will give me a rarium that is honorable. just like a pastor, yeah. So when I finished, I started walking towards the door. You know, you don't want to look like you're looking for something. Even though in my head I was praying that, come on, God, please, oh. So I saw the pastor too was walking behind me and everything. So as I got to the car, the man of God came, he hugged me. He said, man of God, we really, really appreciate it. Please, want to leave something in your car. So they brought, it didn't look like these gift bags. Sharp put it there. So I thought that surely there's an envelope there. So I just said, no. They put it there. So after putting it there, I entered the car. I just drove. I just looked at my rear view. I just parked. Because, sir, we had needs. We had needs. I just looked inside it. No envelope. Do you know what my honorarium was? 4 bowls of jollof rice and juice. See, let me tell you why I'm saying this. Gabriel, I'm saying it to guys like you. People like you that are following men of God and you're believing God for ministries. See, there's a price to pay. And what God is looking for is looking for the state of your heart. Ministry is not about financial gain. If it was, I would have been a lawyer. I would have remained a lawyer. If you go to federal high court, they will just go and file motion or notice. Or motion ex parte, file it, at least something will enter. Are you a lawyer, sir? The way you're laughing. A year later, they invited me again. My initial reaction was Olaomaje. Around the same time. But I felt the nudging in my heart. Go. Go. So I got ready and I went. And as usual, they gave me the jollof rice. But there was someone there. So I said, "Amen, man of God, you blessed me. You blessed me." And so he just gave me an envelope. Just thought, what would be inside the envelope from this church? Maybe £5. Because I was angry. I look at the person, I beg you. I always tell him, don't give me that envelope. He gave it to me. When I opened it, what this one person gave me is more than any honorarium any church has given me. That's how God works. You don't go around for financial gain. It is in the unexpected places that God lays the blessing. That's how God works. That's how God works. So you respond to what God is saying, not what you're seeing. Faith is about a right response to the word of God. Every time you correctly respond to the word of God, he places you in a state of grace. Every time you respond correctly, you are located in a state of grace. You can't be praying, Lord, grace, oh, grace, oh, no. Grace is not entered into by prayer. It is entered into by faith. He said, we have access by faith into this grace where we stand. Grace is a standing. And it is a place you stand on the platform of faith. Ross, it's 9 minutes. Why are you playing keyboard? He's helping me. God bless you, my brother. I'm sorry. Yeah. Please celebrate my brother. He's helping the anointing. Man, this feels like home. It is home. In the state of grace, you have access through faith. You respond by faith. God places you in grace. In the state of grace, revelation supersedes reality. In the state of grace. In the state of grace, natural laws are suspended by eternal laws. Eternal laws are the word of God. Things established in the word. But you access it. That was why Peter said, "Master, we have toiled all night." Naturally speaking, you catch fish at night. Because the sun is up. And then because of that, the fish, they will swim closer to the surface. But Jesus said, "Peter, launch out to the deep and cast your net upon the right side." He said, "Master, we have toiled all night, but at your word." And the Bible says that he caught so much fish that the net began to break. You start to soar when you are constantly responding correctly. God tells you, give. But you are not in abundance, yet you are willing to give, to communicate. That's how it works. You see, we must understand this, people of God, that the human senses, they interpret the environment, but they don't define it. In the realm of the natural man, the human sense defines the environment. But for us, spiritual men, they interpret the environment. They don't define it. And what do they mean that they interpret the environment? They interpret it to you so that when God tells you something, you will know that this is not going to come by natural results, but by faith. That's the interpretation. So immediately you know that for me to do this thing, God tells you, apply for a job, and they say that they are no longer taking recruitments. But for God to say apply, you know that this must be a work of faith. So rather than you waiting for what man will say, you are going into the word to look for what he's saying. That was why God was able to say to Elijah, He said to him, Elijah, go to the brook called Cherry, for I have commanded ravens to feed you. Ravens don't feed their own. They don't feed their young. The eagle is the one that will feed its young. Ravens, man, they don't feed their young. They steal food from their own children. And God is saying, I am bringing a raven to feed you. Meaning that God can use the most stingy person to sustain you. He can use it. He didn't only say that. Then after that, he said, you know what, Elijah, I'm promoting you. I've commanded a widow. Raven. Widow. You can't even say king. Because widows are naturally people that lack. It's like for God to say that, okay, you've lost your house, but now I want you to move into a one-bedroom place in some shanty town. He said, I'm going to sustain you for the next 1 year there. It's not a delightful thing. But the Bible says that from the day Elijah got there, the Bible says that the jar of flour was never lacking. You know, I remembered some years ago, I like to say stories. Because to me, stories, they bring clarity. And when the stories are funny and you laugh, your brain breathes. And so you can receive more. That's how you remember things. So some years ago, I came back to the country because I had to, while I was extending my work permit in the UK, the Home Office, they lost my Nigerian passport. So I had to come back. And I came and I had to go to Abuja. But I had only a week and 2 days to do everything that I needed to do. So I booked it. I told my wife, my baby, my first child's dedication would be one once I got back. As we got to the airport in Nigeria, the woman came. I came out with a travel document. She said, what happened to your passport? I said, I can't find it. That's why I came. So I'm going to go to Abuja to get it. She said, that I hope you don't have a return date. I said, actually, I do. My return date is for next Wednesday, the upper Wednesday. This was on a Saturday night. She said, the upper Wednesday. She said, no. She said, for you to go back, she said that you must spend at least 6 months to get an apartment. I said, no, I'm sorry. I can't spend 6 months. She said, I say you will spend 6 months. I said, no, I can't spend 6 months. She said, are you correcting me? I said, I'm not correcting you. I'm just saying that I won't spend 6 months. I'm going back on Wednesday. She said, I said, you spend 6 months. I said, this woman, your word will not be the last word. I said, no, I won't spend 6 months. I said, 6 months, no 6 months. 6 months, no 6 months. So the woman took me to their office, went to report me to the boss. He said, but young man, you have to spend. I said, sir, I'm not spending 6 months. They all looked at me like, okay, just let him go. The moment I heard that it had to be 6 months, I knew this cannot be received naturally. It must be done by faith. Sunday morning, I woke up, first service, I went to Faith Tabernacle. I said, if I need faith, I need to go to where faith is conk. I got there with my auntie. She wanted to do one service. I said, one service here. They were doing three services. I stayed all three. I stayed all three. Why? Because I understand it's by faith. This is how it works. It's by faith. So I needed to load myself with faith. I got to Abuja. We did all what we needed to do. Then they said, well, we don't know, but just come back on, I think, on Monday or so. So I went back on Monday. When I got back there on Monday, they came to me. They said, Mr. Akikube, we are very sorry, but you can't get your passport. I said, I'm supposed to leave on Wednesday. They said, yeah, we're sorry. You can't get your passport because the passport machine has broken down. And the people that will fix it, they have to bring them from Israel. And they are not scheduled to come back till 6 months. I said, no. I said, that devil is a liar. I said, I'm not staying here. I said, I have to go back on Wednesday. They all looked at me. I said, no problem. So I walked out of the passport office. There was a slab somewhere opposite, you know. And I went and I started praying in tongues. So I had to get out. So there's no need for me. So I was there praying in tongues. 2 hours. As I was praying in tongues, you know, if you're in the UK, if you're praying in tongues on the road, they'll just look at you. They won't say anything, but you know in their mind, they're thinking, weirdo. They won't say anything. But here, when you're praying in tongues, people are passing, Olorun agbadura. You know, people say all sorts of things. Man, no, they're fine. I'm serious. And I wasn't praying in tongues. Mandali. No. I needed to get out of the country. I was commanding the floor. I said, Abuja, I'm taking off from you. I will go back Wednesday. It was obvious to everybody I was praying. Early Tuesday morning, they called me. They said, Mr. Akikugwe, we need you to come to the passport office now. I said, why? I said that. They said that apparently someone lost their passport in the presidency and they need to fly out of the country tonight. So the people from Israel have come. I said, Israel, go. They didn't come because of presidency. They came because of someone that they said was a madman that was praying. So they got there and they started making it. Why? I saw this is not a response naturally. It has to be by faith. The eagle knows for me to take off from here, there, I need to fly. I can't walk it because the steps of an eagle, they are limited. The Bible says we will mount up with wings as eagles. It means that God wants you to travel vast ground in a short amount of time. The church of God, we're already behind. The church is 50 years behind the world. We can't get there by riding chariots. That's why I don't have a problem. They say princes are walking. Servants are riding on horses. I will mount up with wings as an eagle. I don't want a horse. I'm closing this thing now. But let me just quickly leave us with this thought. Sir, please keep playing. Then you are helping me. Do you want to follow me to Glasgow? See my brother. You release him. His pastor, I'll release him. But my brother, when you get there, right, we might not be able to do salary immediately, but I promise you jollof rice. Oh. Listen. It is God's priority to build us to depend on our faith. It's God's priority to build us to begin to live by faith, such that what causes other... Do you know why certain people don't worry? It's because they are oblivious to their environment. Because they know that it is not the source of what they do. So when they say that the dollars... They live by a higher law. That's why we will never come out of trouble. But when we live by faith, we will understand trouble doesn't have power over us. You see, so many people think that they don't have faith, but that's a lie. People will say that, Pastor, I need faith. You already have faith. The question is, are you exercising your faith? It's not that you don't have faith. Because remember, faith has to grow for it to begin to work. The Bible says in Romans 12, chapter 3, it says that to every man is given a measure of faith. To every man. The same way to every eaglet is given wings, but they must be developed. The last ridiculous story. When I grew up in Lagos and I went to Unilag, because in Unilag you have food available. I didn't learn to cook. I could make noodles, fry bread and egg, but you know, not like my friends who were in Ife, who were experts in cooking beans. things like that. If a people, they can cook beans. So I wasn't vast. So when I relocated to the UK and I got to Uni Aberdeen, for anyone who knows me, Pastor Ayo will say this: I'm not a person who likes mede-mede. Forget the fact that you think I'm tush. I don't like mede-mede. When I was young, and my mother would go for trainings at Ecole Meridian, when she would come back, you know, she would come back with Chinese, and then there would be one other bag. The Chinese would be for my dad, my younger brother. The other bag was amala. That one was for me. It was that Chinese thing. So I got into Aberdeen, and I couldn't cook. And so after some weeks, man, I was not happy at all. And the cold was cold. So I needed a bath to warm me up. So eventually, one day, they tell me, there's an African shop. So I ran to the African shop. I started buying everything. Bought. Got home. Then I realized it has to be cooked. And I couldn't cook it. So I had to call my cousin. And she started telling me what to do. Now, when all the food was in the house, if I went out and I told people I'm hungry, they will point me to the African shop. But my problem was not the African shop. My problem was exercising what I had gotten from the African shop. Most times when people don't do what they should do, people say they don't have faith. It's not that they don't have faith. They are just not exercising their faith. In the UK, we shop in places like IKEA. And when you shop in IKEA, you go through a showroom. And in the showroom, they will show you the furnitures and everything. It will look so nice. And you say, oh, yes, I want this one. Yes. But when they deliver it to you, they will deliver it to you in a box. They deliver it to you in a box. They don't deliver it to you the way you saw it in the showroom. So also for you, what God showed you has been delivered to you. But it has been delivered to you in seed form. And so you need to exercise your faith for it to grow. I tell people this, sir. When you begin to see lack where you are, stop praying for God to meet your need where you are. Pray for Him to relocate you to where the next allocation is. So the moment this thing comes, I now need to take the manual and start to build the bed according to the pattern in the manual. That is me going back into the word of faith to be looking at what to do and to begin to try out my steps. And eventually, I will take delivery. Friends, can I say this to you? Results may validate your faith, but consistency is the proof of faith. Because faith, sir, must be grown. So results may validate it. They will validate it in the end. But what God is looking for is consistency. That's why Jesus says that when the Son of Man returns, will He still find faith? Faith is more enduring than it is explosive. Faith fails when you can't hold on in the long run. That's why faith can be grown. Faith can be developed. The way the wings of an eagle are developed to fly. The same way the eagles have been given wings, Lighthouse, you've been given faith. As a house, there is a wealth of faith here. With the worship in this house, things will grow with ease. The ground is fertile. But my question is this: are you exercising it? Are you looking at that seed of faith that has been given into you? Or are you despising your seed and looking at what is another person that has been fully developed? Stop paying attention to what God is doing in the lives of others. Pay attention to what He's doing in your life. you will mount up with wings as eagles. You will walk, you will not be weary. You will run, you will not faint. With joy you will draw from the wells of salvation. When others are saying that there is a casting down, you will say that there is a lifting up. Because God has given to you everything that pertains to life and to godliness.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,